This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for joining us and for listening. It's actually been kind of a crazy day. We've been working out some bugs in our system. But if you are following the Alice973 Instagram, you're sure to see some kind of clip of the day. Brittany, you actually put one up yesterday. I watched it. I was like, man, that girl talks a lot. And
Who is she? Is it Jane?
No, it's some lady who hosts a show in the morning. I was like, God, shut her up.
Oh.
She never stops. And I'm sure there'll be more of that today.
It's good.
Right. Oh, look at Bryn putting up. Hopefully you're recording all these wonderful. First he's running through a field. Now he's on a beach. It's amazing. Technology. What? Oh, now he's in the space.
Boy, you two like arguing because you've already said to him, get those things off of there, and he's got them back on there. So,
well, the thing is, he moves around and then he like disappears behind like a palm tree. I'm like, what's he doing?
I'm hiding behind the palm tree from the wrath of Sarah.
There's no wrath. I'm so tired. Jeez. Anywho, I believe it's time for the news. Let's get to
it. Yeah, it is.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Fremont Bank has been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Thank you. All right. Oh, by the way, today should be cooler in the Bay Area. The marine layers burned off at my house, and I do have blue skies, but I absolutely am thrilled that we made it through the heat wave, and today, you know, 80, it's nothing. I'll take 80. I can live with 80.
All right.
Give me some of that. All right. So that's the weather. It looks like we're going to have we're in a sort of cooling trend. So the name George Floyd, by now, if you haven't heard it, I'm surprised, but it's everywhere. This young man, actually, he was 46, but that's young. Young enough that he should still be alive today.
Well,
to talk about it.
Killed in the street. I mean, it's
right.
You know.
So the grief and anger over what is clear, it's on video. There's a policeman on this dude's neck as he begs for breath. So it's pretty obvious there's a continuing problem that I don't know how we're going to deal with it. I know I watched a video of a guy, one of the protesters, and he was just saying, these guys have to be brought up on charges or this will continue.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to go. The policemen were fired, but this story isn't about the original story. I've already done that. This story is about the protests. They've continued. The grief and anger has ended in some violence in some areas of Minneapolis. As they say, the protests continue over the death of George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man who was pinned down by a white officer and held there by a knee on his neck until he passed. So now, if you look for videos, you'll find them. There's I don't know if it's tear gas, but flash bombs and rubber bullets. And it's unfortunate what this has come to. And I don't know what the answer is going to be, but it's important that I mention it and just don't gloss over it. I don't know how this gets fixed. I really don't. So
it gets, I mean, I know, don't be hopeless though. I mean, it gets fixed by talking about it and by people like you talking about it on the air. I mean, the thing is, it doesn't go away if we ignore it. We need to talk about it. Sarah Franti actually posted up a thing. She reposted somebody else's quote, a black woman saying, "What are you doing to teach your children not to kill my child?" And I just thought that that was such, and then Sarah put it up there with a picture of her little boy, her precious child. And it just, I thought that's where it comes from. I have long believed that racism is learned behavior, that you hear it in your home and your prejudices begin to develop when you're little. And so if you're raised in a home that doesn't have that, maybe you've got a better shot at it. Otherwise, maybe that's what generations of your family have thought, and that'll continue. But unless we talk about it, unless we try to change people's minds about it and open people's eyes about it, it continues. And I think that, you know, our part in that, the small part that we can offer, Vin, is that we talk about it, acknowledge it. And beyond that, you know, I don't know what kind of crusade someone can go on.
No, and I'm not the guy for that, obviously, but my problem is that I guess I wrongly thought we were way farther down the road on racism.
Some of us
are,
right? You know, and that's what I'm saying. Some of us are, and some of us aren't. And,
right.
You know, trying to reach the aren'ts is the way to go. I really, and frankly, the advent of videotape in our life, or no, it's not videotape, I get it, it's your stupid phone, whatever you want to call it. You know, you're not telling me
data.
That this wasn't happening. It's the problem for the cops or for people who are racist is now they're getting caught on tape.
Right.
And so I really feel like holding them up and having them look at what they are doing is part of the fixing it. You know, there have been a lot of memes going around on social media, and there's one, it's a split screen, and it's Colin Kaepernick kneeling on the right-hand side, and Mr. Floyd with the cop's knee on his neck on the other side, and says,
yeah,
this is why.
Right,
and
I've seen that one
too. It's such a clear, for those who did not understand the Black Lives Matter movement, there it is for you, spelled out. And if that hadn't been caught on videotape, those cops would still be working. And should more stuff happen to those cops? Yes, I believe it should. You know, I'm just one person. I think us talking about it is all we can do.
Well, there's the story. And I don't know where we're headed after the protests. And now they're even saying there's been fires and looting. And it's a lot of frustration, I'm sure. I can't even imagine it, to be honest with you. And I'll just move on to the next story, but I wanted to mention that real quick. So where do we go from there? I think this is nonsense enough for you. A woman in the UK recently posted on a parenting forum that she's going to divorce her husband after his parents bought the house next door. So I found this interesting because I do know what it's like now to marry and you take in family that you didn't have before. You know?
Yeah. There's a song called Mother-in-Law. Bren, you should find that.
There is?
Mother-in-Law. Yeah. It's an oldie. It was in my dad's 45 case.
Oh.
Who wrote it?
I don't know. It's called Mother-in-Law.
She says that her husband's parents just bought the house next door, and she's saying, quote, I can't.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to be able to handle having her judgmental in-laws living right next to her.
And you know they're just going to walk right in without knocking. That's how family is.
Well, I
don't
know
about that.
They were
here. Yeah, well.
My family knows to knock on my door, but okay. Yeah.
You'd think,
Brother John walked right in. I know that.
You'd think
yes.
The mat I put out there that said, did you call first, would have done the trick. But no.
No.
Funny mat. Who's that for? You!
She says, I like my own space and feel like they're going to invade it. It's making me want to split from my husband, who I have a great relationship with, but this is making me resent him. And then she asks, is she being unreasonable? And the consensus is maybe divorce is unreasonable, but moving away is not. Can you imagine having to move because your in-laws moved next door?
And well, that's going to cause a rift either way. I mean, right. If she divorces him, then she causes a rift. And if they move away, they clearly move next door to you because they want to be next door to you. So they're either going to have to sell that house and move next door to you, or they're going to live resentfully. We didn't even like this neighborhood. We moved here for you. Oh, there's a mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law? I've never heard that. Yeah. I can't believe
that. I think he just compared her to Satan.
Is that what he said?
I don't know. I can't remember how the words go.
Oh, yeah. That's the lyric. It says, yeah. Satan should be her name.
to me, they're about the same. Oh, my God. Who does that song?
His name is Ernie K. Doe.
Oh, I see. What year did it come out? Is that a 50s tune?
Oh, let me check.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds old-timey. Hey, speaking of moving, so your boy's moved out of his area. He's back home for good, right?
He gave up his apartment there. Actually, we thought we were going to have to go yesterday, but we're getting a truck today. So, yay. And actually, John might have already left. I got out of it because I have a show to do.
Oh, good for you.
I know. So happy. Oh, my God.
Moving is so awful. I swear I've done it so many times that I've just gotten used to it. But along the way, I've just thrown everything away in the process of all these moves, so I'd have less to carry. Yeah. That's just stupid.
I did feel there was a part of me but listen, you know, my parents helped me move the first time or two. But as Riley was, you know, saying all the things that needed to happen, I was thinking to myself, yeah, make them happen. You got your Discover card. Go rent a truck and get your friends to help you move your crap. But of course, I didn't say that out loud, only in my head.
Oh, okay. I was going to say
that. As my husband was going, yeah, I'll take care of that for you. I'm like, oh, John, you're the best dad ever. Thank God I didn't have to mother them. They would have been ruined.
Well, we were talking about monogamy and how that works in couples and how kids play a role in that. And I actually, after the fact, thought your situation was completely flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Completely flipped, as in
well,
your
just
husband,
based on my hours.
Right.
Yeah. He wanted the kids. So I was like, sure, I'll give you some children, darling. But, you know, I'm
took
very
him years to
like
work
that.
On you, though. It I remember did. You were saying he was like working you to get you to have them.
But for, you know, 1962, the mother-in-law song came out. I had to get up at 4, so I was out of the house in the morning. So he had to get up with the kids. And then at 7 o'clock, I'm like, better get to bed because I had to get up so early. So he had to put him to bed, too. Plus, you know, he's just, he loves them so much. He's so great with them. I have very little patience.
Well, you love them, too, you liar.
I love them, absolutely. But I am a very frustrated, impatient person. You know me. And, you know, somebody bothering me all the time, I'm like, they're so lucky they had him. He turned out two great young men. God knows what kind of trouble they'd have been in if it was up to me.
Right. Oy. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 is confirming basically what I was thinking when I did the story. Sarah and Vinny, you keep talking about it. That is all you can do.
Yeah.
Keep spreading love and trying to mention the story. 408 says, racism is can absolutely die with an individual. I was raised by a racist, but I always innately knew it was wrong.
Yeah, you
that's
know,
great
that's,
to hear.
It is great to hear.
I mean, not that you were raised by a racist, but that you were able to see it for what it is.
It's, you know, good. It happens.
Yeah. I just, you know what bums me out, too, is I can see, you remember this used to happen. God, I don't remember when Chappelle used to come on our show and he would come and stay the whole day and he would do this all the time. But what was that, 98, 97?
It was, yeah, within the first couple years, before he had the big breakout show, he'd just come and hang and be talking. We'd say, look right at you and go, I hate white people.
Right. He would say that a lot. And I understood, and we would joke, but I also understood what he was saying, in that there's this sort of history that can't be denied. It just can't be. So what he's saying is totally understandable. It's just taken more years for me to sort of get my eyes opened up to the fact that this hasn't gotten anywhere near better enough, much less better, like as in cured or over it. It's just not there, and it sucks. It just sucks because, and you know why also? Because I have black friends that I just feel it's between us. It's not, how could it not be, right?
Right. No, it's incredibly difficult. And, you know, I've often thought, as I think, oh, maybe I should or shouldn't say or do this, like, is that racist on my part that I'm even considering, like, what might be hurtful to someone? Like, it's not until we can all just truly... I don't even know, I'm so afraid of being called a racist that I'm in my head going, oh God, I don't want to say the wrong thing. And is that racism? Sure. On some level. It's terrible.
408 says, my husband wants to move next to my parents. Ha ha ha. That's not happening. I love my in-laws. My parents are a different story though.
Ha ha. It's Patricia. Thank you.
Let's see. Mother-in-law by Herman's Hermits.
Oh.
That's not what that said, though, right?
No, Ernie K. Doe is what it said. Uh-huh. I don't know if there's more than one version. That was the version I've heard before, though. I think. Maybe the Herman's Hermit sounds exactly like it.
All right, you're gonna hear it.
You know, that this might be another case of racism where they took a black man's song and turned it into a, you know... gave it to a teeny bopper white group.
God. Well, it sounds old.
It does. Maybe Ernie K. Doe stole it from them. I don't know. That actually sounds older. What year did that come out?
Checking.
I don't know Herman's Hermits. Do you?
Yeah, they. They have one. They have one big hit song. What's their? They're not the Rock Around the Clock guys, are they? To find their biggest hit.
Let's see. What's their big hit?
They have a big hit. Well, a big 50s or 60s hit.
Yeah, I don't know those
guys.
That
you'd know.
707 says, Vinny, we need a Hass and Fam fix. Call Isla in. You know what? First of all, I was supposed to go get her for this break, but I got distracted because I had some commercial stuff happening on my Google Drive. We got that fixed, but I was sort of caught up with that. Anyway, she's finishing school this week, so I'll get her in once a week once we get past this. I don't know what this phase is called, the exit plan, the last week of school. I don't know. They're busy trying to get ready to get out.
The only couple Herman's Hermit songs I know here is Something Tells Me I'm Into Something Good. And then two silhouettes on the shade, the tears in my eyes. This is something good. You know, I'm hearing a really weird mix of that. I can't hear the vocal at all. Am I the only one hearing it that way?
It didn't sound great, but you know, old time.
You could hear
music
the singing.
Doesn't. Yeah,
could you hear? Oh yeah, I couldn't hear the singing at all. I felt like I'm hearing weird stuff from Bryn all day today.
Bryn,
they have a few songs. I used to work at an oldie station, so I totally know.
You know why, Bryn? It's those backgrounds you insist on using on our Zoom.
Yeah,
call.
Bryn. Well, I don't know why you insist on that.
It's to piss Sarah off, really.
Apparently.
All right, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these. Thank you,
Sarah. And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.